Well, I just found out last night that a major story was broken, and no one said how they uncovered this. Nobody. And it turns out it's trusted members of the FBI and the Trump administration that blew this up. And that makes a lot of sense to me. But let's get down to what this is. There's a Maricopa County assessor. An assessor. I mean, he's maybe two steps above a dog catcher. He makes $70,000 a year. His name is Paul Peterson. He happens to also be friends with Governor Doug Ducey. And he's friends with a lot of people who are connected to this. And I'll tell you, the story is complex. So let me make it as simple as I possibly can. I turned on the TV, and my wife and I wanted to catch what the weather was going to be. So we had to filter through the local sanitized news. And they broke this story. Now, a good news story is 90 seconds long. This one went 8 minutes. And I looked at my wife and I said, that's 8 minutes of a lot of nothing. I said, I know that there's a scandal here and that there's illegal adoptions taking place from pregnant mothers flown in from the Marshall Islands. And they're held in houses in Mesa, Arizona, in the East Valley. And then these kids are farmed out to various areas. There's three states involved. I got all that. But they don't tell you anything else. And 8 minutes? Are you kidding? Boy, this is a sanitized story. And, you know, Lisa, we've been at this long enough, we recognize it when we see it. And the media went nuts for a couple days. Now it's really died down. But since I exposed what we're going to talk about here, the media got back into it. They're responding to what I and someone named Amazing Polly and a few other researchers are beginning to connect the dots on, with powerful politicians involved in not just illegal adoptions that they're telling you about. That's a cover for child sex trafficking. And it involves this guy named Peterson, and he is just a stooge. He's a cog in the wheel. He makes $70,000 a year. He couldn't afford all the houses and the transportation costs to bring these women in from the Marshall Islands. And to also show you that there's a massive cover-up going on, the attorney general from that area was murdered last week after this story broke. So dead men tell no tales. Now, this gets really, really interesting. The CPSs around the country have been under fire, particularly since the death of Nancy Schaefer in 2010, Georgia State Senator, who exposed CPS sex trafficking, farming kids out, and most recently, the late State Senator Nicole from Oklahoma, who was murdered after he was looking into the CPS activities. And it's funny, when he was murdered, I was already publishing stories about how Oklahoma lost 77 kids. And I said, how the hell do you lose 77 kids? I said, they didn't show up for dinner. I said, or their parents don't check in for their regular checks, their foster parents. That should have been a tip-off. Well, they got trafficked, and Nicole was murdered to cover it up, but it gets even worse. The same thing was going on in Arkansas, and a few days later, Linda Collins Smith, 56 years old, a state senator, was executed in her home, wrapped in a blanket, as if to say, the cover-up. And I started thinking, whoa, this is big. So when this story broke in Arizona, and I saw how sanitized the news coverage was in the local media, and nothing was on Fox, nothing was on CNN, I said, this story is big, and I know what's behind it. So I started to dig. And I found some of the same things that the Amazing Polly, and she has a YouTube channel, and she found a lot of the same things I did. And we both have things that neither one of us had, but effectively we're telling the same story. And the story goes like this. Kids in Arizona, there were 550 missing kids last year from CPS. State Senator David Farnsworth, this is a sitting state senator in Arizona, has said they're being trafficked. Another state senator who sits on as the head of the committee that oversees the Arizona CPS threatened him with death, according to David Farnsworth. And this was in the media. I remember it clearly. It didn't get much coverage. But, you know, David Farnsworth would be an idiot to come out and say this allegation if it wasn't true. And he's been threatened. And he's in the same situation as the three state senators that I just mentioned. And I fear for his life. And he says that CPS is, in part, a trafficking organization. And here's what's really weird, Lisa. yesterday, my wife and I are going out to dinner, and we turn on the radio, and she had on KTR. She likes Dave Ramsey. And instead, they got this special program on with one of their hosts, and it's what CPS is doing to get older kids adopted. Aren't we wonderful? Can you say damage control? And then the media started covering this story again after myself and others came out with what we found. Now, let's get down to some details. Not only did we find these missing kids and a state senator saying they're being trafficked, we found other things. They brought in a man named McKay in 2015 to straighten out the mess that CPS was in. And there was allegations then of missing kids and trafficking. And McKay came in, and rather than making it more stringent to remove kids from homes where they'd end up on the trafficking regime, he increased trafficking. He made the rules for taking kids more lax, and more kids were taken, thus increasing the likelihood that kids would be trafficked. And then we found out that McKay and this guy, the Maricopa County assessor that's been busted for the illegal adoptions, which is really a front for sex trafficking, that, that Peterson and McKay and the governor of Arizona are all friends, along with ex-Senator Jeff Flake, who's been a thorn in the side of the president, and Mitt Romney. Oh, this gets so good. And then I found out, and courtesy of Amazing Polly, I want to give her props on this discovery. And then I went and researched it, and bingo, she was right. Governor Ducey used to have a different name. His name, last name, was Roscoe. He's from Ohio. The Roscoe family, like Nancy Pelosi and her family, have criminal organized crime backgrounds. And I thought, oh, boy, is this getting interesting. And then I started to find the associations these people have through various groups. And they're all kind of marching lockstep together. And then some of their business dealings go into Ukraine. This brings in Pelosi's son. It brings in the Bidens. It's one big illegal activity. It's not just about fixing prices for natural gas. Is an offshoot of what they're doing out of Ukraine. It's child sex trafficking. And today I've received an inside tip in saying, because no one said, hey, who started this investigation? I couldn't find anywhere in the media. I started recording the news locally, and I would go through it, Lisa, and I would peruse it, and I'm listening for who brought this to anyone's attention. How did this guy get arrested? Well, I found out it wasn't local authorities that did the arresting, because the local authorities, a lot of them are in on this. The FBI arrested, and there are agents loyal to the president, and I've been told this was a William Barr generated activity, and the FBI with select agents went in, they've been gathering data, and they made the arrest on McKay. Peterson. I believe, this is my speculation, that the reason we haven't seen other arrests for people who I think are very complicit is because these people are going to be leveraged in the upcoming impeachment trials. We talked, and Lisa, when you and I did an interview earlier, we talked about how congressmen are leveraged when they get into office to buy votes on key areas. I think we're seeing the same strategy here. And the source I talked to when I presented this, they said that's as good an explanation as I've heard. So what we have here is a major scandal in Maricopa County involving what they're saying is an adoption scandal, but it's really a child sex trafficking scandal. And there's a few adoptions put out there to cover what they're doing. So I know I'll take a breath now and let you ask me some questions, but I told you it's very detailed, very complicated.